Hello guys, I am Gurf Thambi. This is the 7th episode of Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So, let's start. Lesson 7. Overcoming Obstacles. The 5 main reasons financial literate people may still not develop abundant cash flow are: first, fear; second, criticism; third, laziness; fourth, bad habits; and fifth, arrogance. Let's look at each of those in detail. First, overcoming fear. No one likes to lose money. The only people who have never lost money investing are those who have not done it. Everyone has the fear of losing money. The difference is how you handle fear and losing. The primary difference between a rich person and a poor person is how they manage the fear. It is okay to be fearful. One way to overcome debt is to start early and allow the power of compound interest work for you. There is a strategic difference between a person who starts saving at age 20 versus age 30. But what if you don't have much time left to invest or want to retire early? Rich Dad recommended thinking like a Texan: win big, lose big. It is your attitude toward debt loss that matters. Texans are proud when they win and brag when they lose. In robot life, winning has often followed losing. He has never met a rich person who has not lost money. But they don't let the fear of debt take them out of the game. The fall of the Alamo was a tragic military defeat, but Texan has turned that into a rallying cry: remember the Alamo, to spur them on to great victories. Just like the Texans, don't bury your losses, be inspired by them. For winner, losing inspires them. For loser, losing defeats them. John D. Rockefeller once said, "I always try to turn every disaster into an opportunity." Even Pearl Harbor was turned from one of America's greatest losses to what propelled the nation into becoming a world power. Winners know that failure inspires winning, so why be afraid of failure when it can lead to greatness? Understand that not being afraid of failure does not mean you cannot still hate failing. Many people play not to lose when they need to be playing to win, and that's why so many people struggle financially. They might have a safe, sensible, and balanced portfolio, but it is not a winning portfolio. They are falling not to lose. A balanced portfolio is not a bad thing, but it is not going to help you win big. It is not how successful investors play the game. You must be a little unbalanced in the beginning, but you must be focused. Put your eggs in a few baskets and focus. Building your asset column does not take hard math, but it does take courage and the right attitude towards failure. Overcoming cynicism. Whether it is our self-doubt or the doubt of other people in your lives, often we allow that doubt to keep us from acting. We play it safe and opportunity passes by. It often takes great courage to not let rumor and talk of doom and gloom affect your doubt and fears. But a savvy investor knows that the seemingly worst of time is actually the best of time to make money. When everyone else is too afraid to act, they pull the trigger and are rewarded. Robert shared the example of a friend who was about to buy an investment condo for a great price but back out at the last minute when a neighbor who was not an investor told him it was a bad deal. Had he stayed in it, he would double his investment and started to get out of the rat race. Robert held a small portion of his asset in a tax line certificate instead of CDs. Others tell him he should not do this, but they are coming from a place of doubt. They have never done it, and they are telling someone who is doing it why they should not. The lowest yield Robert looked for is 16%, but people who are filled with doubt are willing to accept a far low return. Doubt is expensive. Doubt and cynicism keep most people poor. Rich dad like to say, cynics criticize and winners analyze. Winner keep their eyes open and see opportunity everyone else miss. Real estate is a powerful investment tool for anyone seeking financial independence or freedom. It is unique investment tool, yet every time Robert mentions real estate as a vehicle, he often hears, "I don't want to fix toilet." They focus on toilet and keep them poor. Many people stay out of the stock market because they don't want to lose money, but they are keeping themselves from making money by closing their mind to that investment vehicle. Overcome laziness. One of the most common forms of laziness is staying busy. Too busy to take care of your wealth or your health or your relationship. What is the cure? A little greed. That can be hard to hear because so many of us were raised to see greed or desire as a bad thing. Rather than saying, "I cannot afford it," change your mindset to, "How can I afford it?" That opens the brain and focus it to think of solution. "I cannot afford it," it is a lie. The human spirit knows it can do anything. By saying you cannot do anything, you are creating a conflict between your spirit and your laziness mind. How can I afford it? Create a strong mind and a dynamic spirit. When Robert decided to exit the rat race, he asked, "How can I afford to never work again?" His mind started kicking out solution, but the hardest part was finding against the old dogma that tried to install guilt to suppress such greed. Without that little greed, the desire to have something better, progress is not made. Our world progresses because we all desire a better life. New inventions are made because we desire something better. We go to school and study hard because we want something better. Too much greed is bad, but a little can help spur you on. Overcoming bad habits. To be successful, you must develop successful habits. Poor dad always paid everyone else first and himself last. But he rarely had an leftover. Rich dad always paid himself first, even he was a short of money. He knew that creditions and the government would make a big enough flap if he didn't pay them that it would motivate him to seek out form of income to pay them. If he paid him last, he would not feel that kind of productive pressure. Forcing himself to think about how to come up with the extra income to pay the creditors made him fiscally stronger. Overcoming arrogance. Rich dad said every time he had been arrogant, he has lost money because he thought that what he did not know was not important. Many people use arrogance to hide their own ignorance. Robert has found in discussion with accountant and other investor that they will try to bluster their way through the discussion and it's become clear they don't know what they're talking about. Ignorance is not a bad thing. If you react to your own ignorance by educating yourself by finding an expert in the field. Left hemisphere movement. Choose to analyze instead of criticize. Cynics criticize. Winners analyze and spot overlook opportunities that others have missed. Right hemisphere movement. Overcome bad habits by putting new ones in place, such as paying yourself first instead of last. Subconscious movement. Fear of failure keep too many people out of the game. Instead, use failure as inspiration to succeed, as Texans to do with the memory of Alamo. Thank you. Thank you for hearing.